The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Make it sound a little high.
Okay. Sorry, way Northwest London. Wednesday, the 23rd of September. Hey, Tishri, Tofshi, and Pei. Orav, Yehuda, Levin, or Levin? Levin. Pei Aleph. Oh yeah, it's Tavshi and Pei Aleph. And Chadish Aleinu Shana Tova. Tavshi and Pei Aleph. Harav Yehuda Levin. And subject is the power of Yom Kippur.
Good morning and welcome to the audience here and the audience who are distant. What would have happened spiritually if before the Chet Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, Adam killed Chava? You're looking at me with a face of wonderment. It's a shocking proposition. So we're going to try to unravel this murder mystery, or the mystery of what would have happened. We have to understand, therefore, the mitzvah of Adam Rishon seed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly between him and Hashem. Was there a Yetzer Hara for Bein Adam Lachaveroi before the Chet? And if there wasn't, why not? And if the Chet is what caused the Yetzer Hara, why is that so? We know that Chazal, the Rambam, Kapaskin, tell us that on Yom Kippur, we can achieve a kapara, a slicha mechila, for all of the chatzoyim, benolim amokim. But as far as the chait, benolim lachaveroi, achi ratas chaveroi, you need to appease your friends, you need to make amends. There's no other way to get around the conflict that you've created, except then to make amends with your fellow. Yom Kippur itself is not enough. On some level, our Yom Kippur solves half of our problem. How can we make this year's Yom Kippur take us to the next level to help us solve the Bein Adam Lachaveroi as well? Many of us, during the lockdown, were stuck at home. Some of us still escaped to the office. But essentially, the lockdown brought out many conflicts that may have been simmering beneath the surface among family members. Or in some instances, people were lonely, so they lacked company. There was a lot of Benon Lechavera issues that came out this past year. How can we transform this past year's challenges into an opportunity ahead, coming to the next year? We all want a year with Shalom Bayis, good friendships, getting on with one another, being able to get back together with one another. What can we do to make this year different? The Mahalas I'm going to share with you today is from Rav Shimon Ketan Shlita. He has a website, ashtofa.org. If anyone is interested in listening to any of his shiurim, I recommend them. But you don't need my recommendation. But let what we say today speak for itself. The original chet of Adam HaRishon came out of a certain structure. Hashem set up two forces in the world, a force that we call Yetzer Hara, Satan, Sitra Achra, force of Tuma, and a force of Kedusha. What's the difference? The force of Kedusha recognizes Einod Milvadoi. There is no one else but Hashem. There is just one Hashem, and there's Einod Milvadoi, nothing else. The force of Tumah, the Sitra Achra, is the mindset, the attitude that says, there may be Hashem, He created the world, but in my corner, in my little piece of paradise, I can do whatever I want. I'm also a God in my sphere. Yesh Oid Mavadoi. There is someone else besides Hashem. When another Marishan was first presented with these two conflicting viewpoints, we know what he chose. And we always are disappointed when we read Parshas Bereishis and we say, did other Marishan do it again? Couldn't get it right this time? And really, it's our story. We go through the same choices. Another Marishan shows the viewpoint of the Yetzer Hara, of Yesh Odin Levadoi. I can do what I want, I can defy Hashem. He activated, upgraded, and greatly increased the power of that viewpoint. Essentially, if you believe that you can create a veil between you and Hashem, then you now exist in the reality of the veil. You now exist in a reality where Hashem is hidden. And that is the reality that we now inhabit. I'm sorry? He had a choice between two viewpoints. And he chose this viewpoint. Essentially, by doing that choosing, he gave it kaya. He gave it strength. Essentially, what he created is a monster that we now live with, the Yetzer Hara as we know it. Different level, obviously. It's activated. It's nuclear. It's powerful. And in so doing, he created now what we might call the anti-Hashem force having power. The anti-Hashem force called the Yetzer Hara, called Sitra Achra, is no longer just an option on the table that other Marishan could choose to investigate and try to attach himself to. Now this thing is there, and not only that, he gave it so much power that in some way it would almost seem like it's more powerful than Hashem. Obviously it isn't. The Yetzer Hara is a creation, a force Hashem made. He made it in order to give man choice. But the Yetzer Hara himself, psychologically, he's constructed of this mindset that he actually is independent of Hashem. That's what he believes. Yesh Oid Mohadoi. So in creating this monster, in creating this antithesis to the belief in Ein Oid Mohadoi, and there is no one but Hashem, he's created almost an enemy of Hashem in Hashem's creation. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Midah Keneged Midah for other Marishayim. Where do all of our problems with one another come from? They stem from a simple fact. That when Adam HaRishon sinned, and he created this anti-Hashem, Hashem gave Adam HaRishon the anti-man. Who's the anti-man? Well, in a group of 1,000 men, every man wants to be the top dog, the top gun. Every man wants to feel he's the guy. Every woman wants to feel she's the beauty queen. There's a certain degree of supremacy that every one of us seeks. Where does it come from? Adam HaRishon was unique because he was only one being. Adam and Chava, we know, were created as one being. They existed in absolute harmony and unity. The rest of the species of animal kingdom and plants were created in multiplicity. If you look at the animal kingdom, what's unique about it is that the queen bee, or the female of the species, is the most important part. The male is just there to help reproduce. For example, the insect kingdom, sometimes the female will actually eat the male. Why? Because the male is not so important. If you know about raising livestock, there's a certain ratio of males to females. There's not much males necessary to keep the population growth going. Sometimes, we won't say, but they get rid of the young males. Why is this? Because the animal kingdom is all about creating multiplicity, fragmentation. Hashem made Adam unique, that man had the capability of being one, just like Hashem is one, and all of his power is concentrated in him and his being, so too man had all of his power, his magnificence, his beauty, his grandeur, all concentrated in one man. That was what was unique about him. After the Chet Adam HaRishon, after he creates this enemy, and Hashem Midah Keneged Midah now gives him an enemy in his fellow man, Hashem is fragmented other Rishon. We all know the famous nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. There's a tremendous depth in that rhyme. Adam Rishon was Humpty Dumpty. He was just one. He was all of mankind in one person. He had all the power of what it means to be a one being. And he felt a great fall through the chait of Adam Rishon. He fell. And as he fell, he was fragmented into what we now call humankind. There's so many different people, so many different races, nations, individual natures, characters. There's mental health issues. There's all sorts of ways now that people differentiate one from another. This is after the fall. So now that we're fragmented and we're all in a bunch of pieces, we're in trouble. It's like a vase that breaks. Even if you get rid of all the shards and you're left with one shard, you still don't have the vase. Even if mankind, post this new population explosion that follows other Marishain, would be reduced, like they tried to do in some movies, to just one survivor, the grandeur of Adam Rishon would not be found in that one survivor, because he's just still a shard of the whole. You can't put him back together again. We now have the Humpty Dumpty problem. It seems like we're forever stuck now in this fragmented universe where we can't get along with one another. How do we fix the problem? How do we get out of this problem? How do we get back to Adam Rishon? Why is that important? Well, just like Adam Rishon started out in Gan Eden and fell in his Madrega, our universe needs to get back to that same place. When you go down the ladder, the only way to get back to the top is to climb back up the ladder. Humanity has to find its way back to Gan Eden. And just like Adam Rishon had a choice in Gan Eden to choose Olam Haba or the descent that he chose, we will need to climb back onto the level of Gan Eden, being like Adam Rishon, then enter from that space into the Olam Haba. There is no other way. You've come down this path, you've got to climb back up to find your way back home. So Adam Rishon essentially has put a time delay on our progress. We're now through this whole other way of getting there, but the way back still has to somehow get us back to that state. So how do we get back to where we once were? Essentially, our Yetzer Hara of Benon Lachaveroi expresses itself in man's ego, his pursuit of honor. What is the person saying when they want honor? They're saying, put me on a pedestal, look at me, and tell me I'm it, I'm important. That's really what it is. Why does the person want to feel that way? Because the Yetzer Hara says, you were once it. You were once the one and only man. You were it. There was no one else. You're the crown of creation. And each one of us deep down has this feeling that we once were the crown of creation and we know it. So the Yetzer Hara comes along and tells you, hey, don't you want that back? You got to show it somehow. Make sure people recognize that you're it. And he sells us all sorts of ways of feeling that way. I have the nicest etrog. I have the best seat in shul. I have the nicest car, nicest house, nicest holiday. These are all ways that I feel like I'm it. So the Yetzer Hara is onto something. He knows that we deep down know that we were once it. But the problem is that he's selling us a fake solution. Because like we said, when the shards of the vase are broken, and the Humpty Dumpty has fallen off the wall, you can't put it back together again, no matter how much you elevate one of the shards back up on the wall. It's not Humpty Dumpty. So what's the solution? How do we get back to what we once were? Essentially, as time moves on, and we ourselves,
Kol HaLashon,
in our own lives, sin against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the same time that we do that, we create a structure where we will have more conflict with other people. The same way, Adam HaRishon, when he sinned, he gave strength to the other side, and now Hashem said, Midah Keneged Midah, you're going to have problems with other human beings, other men, other women. Now, when we make a sin, we create the same strength that we now reinforce the Yesh Ay Mulvadoi, there is someone besides Hashem, for it. And therefore, Hashem gives us back the same thing in our life. So, on some level, the equation we've now described means that if I'm careful in how I treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem will now allow me to feel less the antagonism of other human beings, the conflicts that arise with other human beings. Obviously, we all suffer from Adam's first setup, but we can make it worse. Because every time we sin, there's a midah keneged midah, an antagonistic energy, force, that's now going to be created outside of ourselves, against ourselves. We are now in a universe that's over 7 billion people. That means that the possibility of conflict is greater than it ever was. So how in the world are we going to get back to the original man in all his grandeur? Instead of us being like animals that are all about multiplying and reproducing, we're going to be what it means to be the human being. Not just humankind, but a human being as one. To fix this, we have to look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at Matan Torah. What did Hashem give in the Sheva Mitzvahs? Hashem gave us a mitzvah whose job it is to fix the very problem called the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara tells us, I created the Yetzer Hara, but I created Torah Tavlin. The Bala Musa tells us, what's the Torah Tavlin? The Torah Tavlin is not just a piece of lumdus. You have to learn Musa. You have to work on character development. And if a person starts to work step by step on character development, he can achieve this level of harmony with his fellow human being that allows him to put back together his shard to the next shard to the next shard until the beautiful vase will be fixed again. Why is it that we find Beinam HaChaveri so difficult? Because we're following the Yetzer Hara that tells me the way to achieve my greatness is through expressing my ego, through chasing honor, through chasing other people's approval, through putting down someone else, through not being sensitive to the other. All the energy that we put on that side, imagine we took that energy and we put it into our own development, into focusing on being more sensitive to people, being more caring. As soon as I put myself out of the way, as soon as I put the ego aside, I now finally have the opportunity to invest my energy into connecting with others, into living a harmonious existence with others. The corona basically gave us an opportunity to be forced into this, to stop investing our energy in chasing things that are outside and having to develop ourselves just to be able to cope with those around us by starting to do some work on the inside. I don't think anybody was puffed from this. Everyone on some level have to start doing some internal work just to cope. So essentially our energies, which formerly were projected perhaps in another direction, just using the same amount of energy in the right direction with the correct priority can produce beautiful results. It's within reach. So obviously the 7 billion people, or the Jewish people scattered as they are across the globe, will not come back into being one other Marisha. But what we can do is create what the Gemara calls Atem Kruim Adam. The Jewish people are called Adam. Why? Because essentially Jewish people are one entity. The Jewish people are like one organism. What's special about an organism? When you have an organism, and the organism, for whatever reason, is ill, is sick, and needs a transplant. Let's say he needs another kidney. And we put a new kidney from someone else inside this person's body. What happens? The body rejects it. What that means is that our bodies are aware of who we are on a level that we never imagined. Even the part of our body right next to where this kidney has been connected is aware of, this is not part of me. An organism is able to sense that every part of it is really one. There's no question that Adam and Chava, prior to the Chet, had no interest in harming one another. In contrast, Cain and Hevel did. Cain and Hevel lived in the post-sin universe, where the Yetzer Hara was full on for competition. I mean, why didn't anyone think of it earlier? Why didn't Adam think, if I get rid of Chava, I'll have this whole place to myself forever? Because at that level, they were operating as one organism. And an organism is not going to self-cannibalize. An organism understands that its right hand and its left hand shouldn't harm one another. This degree of understanding, of consciousness, is what Hashem wants us, the Jewish people, to reach. And the key to reaching this is starting step by step, to being sensitive to one another, putting oneself out of the picture. And as you do that, you become sensitive to someone else. Now you can start understanding what they need, what might be beneficial to them. Now you can start acting on that. But it's a process. It's not an overnight event. But through this process of life and becoming more careful and sensitive and building up our benel machaveroi, we can reach that level of consciousness where we respond on one harmonious level as one organism. There's a famous story of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was at a Pesach Seder in his own home. He had guests. And a poor fellow who was at his table by accident spilled one of the abacoitis, the cups of wine, at the Seder. And it spilled all over the beautiful white starch tablecloth. This was made for washing machines and terrine tablecloth and plastic covers. And obviously, it would be a massive problem now. You have 2 days Yontif and you have this wine stained the whole tablecloth. What did Rabbi Eiger do? He immediately, automatically spilled his cup too on the tablecloth to make it as if it's a shaky table problem, it's not you. How did Rabbi Eiger achieve that level? It's not only because he was a great genius. It's because over the course of a lifetime, he became more sensitive to others and he was able to look out for what they need. And then he was able to apply himself automatically to the problem at hand on how to create some degree of rapport, of connection, of harmony, to remove the shame, the embarrassment from the other individual. How was he able to do this? Because he worked a whole lifetime on becoming more sensitive, thinking before he spoke, thinking before he acted, and being aware of others around him. So that when the opportunity arose, when he had to do something, it was instantaneous. We all have that capability. It's just the shift of our energy, of our focus. Once we shift that energy and focus, we're capable of reaching the same level. In conclusion, now we understand why Ben Olam L'Chaveroi, our battle for supremacy amongst one another, is so serious. When Adam had his great fall to the chait by defying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he now created those who defy him. The only path that we have back to Gan Eden and from there into Olam Haba is to invest our energies into getting along with one another, being sensitive to one another, caring for one another, being there for one another. The only way back is to retrace the steps that we came down the ladder back up. We need to transcend our ego, our individuality. Our own individuality is part of what's in the way. But we need to accept the others as an individual. We remember that this past year brought us challenges in ways we could have never imagined. Stresses no one would have ever thought. But what can we do with it? How can we transform the past year? All we need to do is look at what happened, take a good look inside and say, okay, how can I do the work that's necessary, prioritize my benon machaveroi so that now my energies can produce a high-level human being, a person who, when he's gone, everyone will miss. Corona brought home the idea that essentially we're all human beings, and we're all for one, one for all, or all for none. You either choose to help one another, be there for one another, or all of us will suffer. Some of us, it was a matter of our basic sanity. So every single one of us has been pushed. The dial has now moved. And now we need to move with it. We move with it, we'll find that our lives can be harmonious, can be beautiful, we can get along. No matter what goes on, we'll manage to overcome the challenge. Essentially, this past year was a crash course in Vedenol Machaveri. In the Ila, as we climax in the Ila at the very end, we say, Hashem who are they kin? We express our belief that ain't Oid Mavadoi, there is no one else. We also say at the end of the kind of Torah Shemon Esrei something that we don't say in any of the other Shemon Esreis of Yom Kippur. We say the man hitzel me oishik yadenu, that Hashem should save us from the cheating in our hands. In other words, we have somehow cheated others. We've maybe cheated them financially, but maybe even worse so, something that Chazal consider closer to killing someone. We've cheated them of their self-esteem. We've cheated others of their self-esteem. They've acted in ways that denigrated or perhaps made people feel inferior. That kind of cheating, and we ask Hashem, please take that away from us. We don't want to have that in our hands. Why? Because then Ne'ilah, when we finally recognize Einoid Malvadoi, there is no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're also able to climb up and understand and have the consciousness to understand that each one of us is part of one entity, one organism, one being who reflects the divine being as one harmonious being, as one whole, as one Adam. That is where we're trying to get to in the Ila. If we can achieve that level of consciousness, we'll for sure have a sweet year. So what would have happened in our murder mystery? Could Adam kill Chava? It's up to us. Every day, we can choose to get rid of the Yetzer for lowering someone else, for harming the self-esteem. Instead, helping being sensitive to others, caring, helping them to thrive, building the self-esteem. Then we will realize how impossible it was to ever live otherwise. We will start to live in a Gan Eden, in a paradise existence, that harmony with others. And then, of course, our question will naturally disappear, because it will be an impossibility. We'll have arisen above this ability to conflict with one another. This year means we have our past year, we have this year, we now have the tools. The davening is full of do it for us. We're not only asking for ourselves, it's for us, because we really want. We now have the tools with Yom Kippur's consciousness of Einoid Mavadoi, there is no one but the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is no me, I do what I want. Rather, I have to be sensitive to what does Hashem want, because it's only His will that matters. We now have all the tools through Yom Kippur to not only understand how to improve our Bnei Olam HaMokim, but we can now take our Yom Kippur to the next level and help us to achieve understandings and higher levels in Bnei Olam LaChaveroi. So now, when the Rambam says that Yom Kippur can't help us in Bnei Olam HaMokim, that's true. But we can use Yom Kippur as a springboard to be able to jump to the next level, and we should all be sealed for a sweet new year, because we will have changed the way we respond and react to others around us. And we ourselves will start to exist in the Gan Eden of our own making, Mesiyata Deshmaya. And we'll all be sealed for a sweet year in which we make it sweet with the Yad HaShemayah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.